This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, we'd hope to have John Quirk with us this evening. Spent 25 years in the CD and the CIA. He has connections there still. And certainly he has been out of the CIA probably 15 years. But he has a lot of certainly information about what's going on, and but certainly his telephone doesn't answer. So it's going to have to be open lines. And if you have something you would like to talk about, give us a call. We hope that our producer is going to continue trying to get John. Sometimes he'll be away from the phone for a moment or two. And I'm not certain why, but if you have a question or comment, something you would like to talk about, because I have nothing to talk about, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 831-464-8295. But certainly as you look and see what's going on in Ukraine, it just doesn't make sense from a totally logical point of view. Now, basically what really happened there, and you're never going to get this from the controlled media, but what really happened certainly in Ukraine was that basically, you had a pro-Soviet government there, and suddenly the people were quite happy and prosperous. It's a very large province, and many of the people have strong Soviet alliances and allegiances. And suddenly, the CIA put out $5 billion to finance an opposition to overthrow the legitimately suddenly elected government of the Ukraine and installed a pro-Western or pro-NATO regime. And, of course, when this happened, why, the people of the Crimea, who certainly have strong Russian tendencies, just demanded and they voted to align themselves with Russia. But that left the rest of the Ukraine. And certainly many of these areas are strongly pro-Russian. And the people there certainly were willing to fight the central government, which was a totally illegitimate government. But you're not getting this through the controlled media in the United States. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And please give us a call. We'd hope to have John Quirk with us tonight. And for whatever reason, we're not having him. So we're going to have to depend on you calling in. Under any circumstances, certainly as a result of the fact that some of the pro-Russian forces are certainly opposing the central government, which was illegitimately imposed upon the people there after overthrowing the legitimate pro-Russian government. Why we put sanctions onto Russia. But Russia, instead of simply doing nothing, is putting sanctions on the United States and certainly on a number of other countries in Europe, and they're going to stop importing a lot of the food that they had been importing. And remember, of course, that Russia is the major source of natural gas and oil to eastern part of Europe. And basically, if they cut that off, it's going to create terrible problems. In fact, already certainly the German economy, which was probably more closely aligned with Russia than any other area, Germany is beginning to have its economy contract. And this is going to create terrible, terrible problems. Well, we do hope that if you're out there listening audience, you'll give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you.
was in town.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. It's open lines since we don't have our regularly scheduled caller. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 831-464-8295. But let's go to Ann, who's calling us from Pasco, Washington. Hi, Ann. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, hi there, Dr. Stan. I love it when you have Terry Cook on and that Deborah Samaras on there. That's really fun and exciting, not boring. I like it when you have them on.
Okay, fine. Well, we appreciate that. We'll try to get them on again. Do you have any question or comment that you'd like to make?
Oh, when Terry talks about the October surprise, do you have any comment about it, or what do you think about?
Well, but the October surprise. Well, you mean the fact that we're going to have something happen this October? Well,
yeah.
All I can say is for some reason or other, they have suddenly created problems in October over and over again. All I can say is I'm skeptical, but I'm certainly open to the fact that since we know that most of what goes on is planned. It doesn't just happen spontaneously. There's a small group out there that run the world, and they seem to have a proclivity towards October. And I think Terry Cook, who talks about the October surprise, is certainly, well, he has a lot of evidence, a lot of things that would make you feel that he could be right. We could very well be going to have some major event, and certainly there's going to be something major danger happening in the way of a war in the Ukraine, who is going to be between. I have no idea how extensive it'll be. I hope it's very limited if it is a war. But I really believe, of course, because I believe that the prophecies, certainly in the Revelation, are accurate, that we're seeing them enacted. And when you read Revelation 6, 8, and they talk about the population of a quarter of the world being lost, why, of course, Sydney, you're going to need a major war to have that happen. People want to live in peace. They want to be left alone. But they're not going to be, because they're powerful spiritual forces working behind the scenes. What do I think is going to happen? I'm just going to have to wait and see. But Terry Cook has put has said that he thinks something's going to happen, and we'll just have to wait and see. What do you think?
Well, once again, I think it could be like the catching up of the people, you know, the prophecy of, they don't call it the rapture, but the harpizo in Greek, you know, taking away, you know, that could hurry up everything, you know, after that happens. Everything could just be a whole new thing after that, you know.
Right. Well, we're just going to have to wait and see and pray, you know, for protection for our friends and for our family and for ourselves. Because right. Without God's protection, none of us are going to survive. Very difficult times are coming. And whether it's going to be an EMP attack, a major war, a major epidemic, Yellowstone were to explode, yeah. And suddenly it's seething a lot of the area adjacent to the geysers. You can't suddenly walk on it or drive on it because the asphalt is melting. Suddenly there are so many serious things that could happen. We could have simply a major financial collapse. I don't know what it's going to be, but I think something big is coming. Anything else you'd like to say, Ann?
Yeah, when you talk about Revelation about the quarter of a million people, 25% of, you know, the population, then, you know, again, the rest are going to be, you know, in the war thing. Are you thinking that's World War III, or is that something else?
No, this is World War III.
But remember, according
to the Bible, there are going to be several wars. There's not going to be just one war. There are going to be several wars. And so whether that occurs in World War III or the war that precedes it, we'll just have to wait and see.
Well, would Armageddon be the big one, World War III?
Yes.
Everybody goes against Israel.
Yes, but we could have a major world war before we have Armageddon. We're just going to have to wait and see. God hasn't given me any inside information on that.
Who hasn't?
Nope. I just read the Bible, read the scriptures, talk to intelligent people, and we're just observing. Anyway, God bless, and I appreciate so much your calling.
God bless you. You're great.
Thank you so much. Okay, fine. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines. You can call it, talk about anything you'd like to. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 831-464-8295. We've got Laura calling from Washington. Hi, Laura, do you have a question or comment?
Hi, I have a comment. I understand that a lot of people don't know about committeemen. Every voting precinct has committeemen and women, and these are the people who determine who gets a chance to be elected to office at every level of government. These are the people who establish those who are going to be on the ballot.
Well, now, how do they establish it? I mean, if I go down and I put my name in to run for political office, my name will appear on the ballot if I have the proper qualifications, the number of people assign my petition. So who are
these? And that includes committeemen and women.
Well, who are these committeemen and women? Can they keep me off the ballot?
I'm not sure, but I do know that in order to change things, we have to change the laws.
Well, I think,
to change the laws, we have to change the people who make them.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. We need to get people running for state assembly and running for state senate. And we need, of course, to change the people that are there. But unless the average citizen is willing to get involved, either run for themselves or suddenly set up a committee of people to help them run, we get people who are willing to participate and put their time and their effort and their money into into it. Nothing's going to change. And if nothing changes, we're going to lose this wonderful society we have, where we've enjoyed more freedom than any other people that in recorded history. But go right ahead, Dora.
Well, people need to get more involved, and they need to find out if there are committee men for their party already in their precinct, and if not, to get those positions. It is an honorary position. It is something that is voluntary, but you get in it what you put out of it, a few hours a month, and then you get a say in who goes on the ballot. If your guy doesn't get on the ballot, you can't complain if you didn't have anything to do with it at all. These are the most important jobs in the country. Better than the president, these people decide who gets picked.
I agree with you totally, Laura. And I believe what we need to do and what I try to do and what I have my programs is to encourage people to get involved in the political process, either directly or indirectly. And if they're not going to be able to get run for office, then to back somebody who will. And I agree with you.
Exactly.
Let me put out our telephone number again. It's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And go right ahead, Laura.
Well, in 2008, Phyllis Schlafly says that over 2/3 of the slots were vacant for the committee men. And that's really terrible. You're allowed each party so many slots. And if there's only 2 Democrats in all the committee men available that are there voting, guess who they're going to put on the ballot?
You're absolutely right. Okay, fine, Laura. Any other points you'd like to make?
No, nothing that's going to make any difference today.
All right, fine. God bless, and thanks so much for calling. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And we have Bruce calling from Spokane. Hi, Bruce. Have a question or comment?
Well, hey, Dr. Stan. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. It's good to hear from you.
Okay, great. Well, I just want to dovetail on what that woman had said. Now, she calls them committee men, and some states call them committee men, but in others, they're called precinct committee officers. Precinct committee officers, and it is an elected position. And a precinct committee officer, or PCO, has a geographical area of approximately 1,000 registered voters, 1,000 registered voters. And that's what they take a sort of responsibility for, doorbelling, knocking on their doors, and informing people about what's going on in the local politics. And they are elected position, and they can be appointed, too. Now, you can't keep other people off the ballot that register and, put their filing fee and run for office. No, that's not true. But if there is an appointment, say that there is a vacancy, a state official, such as a representative or a state congressman, resigns, they can be the ones that vote on the replacement.
888-24-LIBERTY or the 831-464-8295 telephone number. And that way, hopefully, we'll be able to get on. But look, thanks very much for calling, Bruce. Okay, fine. Let's see if we get. We've got Matt calling from New York. Oh, wait a minute. Looks like we have our guest on, John Quirk. Let's just see if we have him. John, is that you? John, are you there?
Yes. Hello, Stan. How are you? I'm sorry. I guess the phone's got a little confused.
All right, fine. Well, I'm going to certainly have to cut Matt off. We'll be back here in just a moment with our special guest, John Quirk, because I think his information is vitally important, and I want you to hear it right here at Radio Liberty.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Our station. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we have with us John Quirk, and John is suddenly talking about the situation, the unstable situation that we have, in Iraq today. And the question is the president going to put more military troops in there? But he points out that certainly what we're seeing is the end result of changes have been around since about 1902 when Great Britain went in and started just reshuffling the national boundaries and certainly some created all sorts of artificial countries, including Saudi Arabia and Iraq. And then, of course, the terrible toll in human life. Suddenly, we probably lost 1 million people during the Iran-Iraq war back in 1980. And we've been having one more after another since that time, the Afghan war. Between the Soviet Union and Afghanistan. And basically, of course, we have certainly an unstable situation in Egypt, in Tunisia, in Libya, certainly in Iraq, in Syria, and the Ukraine today. And basically, most people don't understand that. Now we have the war between the Israelis and Hamas. This is a seething cauldron waiting to erupt. John, take it from there.
Well, mentioning the United States, Mr. Obama is now faced with what do we do? And many people in his National Security Council, who I would consider as leftist ideologues, have pledged that the Americans would never go back into the Middle East. There is tremendous pressure being brought to bear on Mr. Obama by Mr. McCain, the conservatives, the Tea Party people, Governor Perry in Texas, and also all of our bureaucracies, the intelligence community, the State Department, not so much, but certainly the Pentagon, and a lot of the lobbies that affect things. And most of those lobbies, whether they're even Democrat or conservative Republicans, want us to do something to stabilize the Middle East. Now, when Mr. Bush had 100,000 troops in Iraq, it wasn't enough to stop the battles in Fallujah and the sectarian violence between the Sunnis and the Shias, the Ba'ath Party that was kicked out. And then we got Mr. Maliki in, who is basically a Shia and an Iranian agent. He's on his way out, probably, but he's going to cause some problems before he does. When Mr. Bush and Mr. General Petraeus recommended the surge of 168,000 troops, it worked. We defeated the opposition there. We defeated the terrorism. What Mr. Maliki didn't do, and part of it is Mr. Obama's fault for not following up in the last 2 years, is insist on more democracy, a power sharing between the Kurds, the Sunnis, and the Shias. Now what we have is unbelievable conflict. You see ISIS winning. You see the Kurds starting to fight and get involved. The CIA and the military have trained the Kurds for over 30 years. They want their own country. They want their own Kurdistan. And, of course, what do we do about the whole terrorism that's starting up again in Iraq? Well, let me jump back to what Israel is doing. And before I say that, I read all the blogs in the Middle East, whether they're in Arabic and translated or Farsi. And let me just tell you, it's a version of what the CIA has called the Foreign Broadcast Information Service. They cull through thousands of newspapers and media blitzes and so on. Most of these blogs in Central Asia and the Mideast refer to Mr. Obama as the absentee president. They're giving him tremendous criticism about all the crises in the world, and he takes a two-week vacation in Martha's Vineyard. The other point is, all the major leaders in the Mideast do not like Mr. Obama. Mr. Obama called Mr. Erdogan the other day after months and months of not even talking to him. He called him to congratulate him on the victory. Everybody knows Mr. Netanyahu has no use for Mr. Obama. They're at odds all the time. The Saudi royal family barely gave him the time of day when he visited Saudi Arabia a couple months ago. Mr. Maliki, of course, is angry at Mr. Obama because he thinks the CIA is trying to overthrow him. This is not going very well for Mr. Obama and the National Security Council.
Now, is it true that Erdogan refused to speak to Obama, or is that simply a myth?
No, he talked to him briefly, but he was very cool. And I'm going to talk about Turkey in just a minute. Let me finish a little bit on what's going to happen with Israel.
All right, hold on. Oh, we're going to be back in just a moment. Our guest is John Quirk, and it's important to understand what's really going on over there. I don't know anybody with a better grasp of it than John. Be patient. We'll be back in a moment.
To increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
John. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly our guest is John Quirk. And basically, he's talking about Israel. Israel certainly has no choice. They've got to take Hamas out, and they may have a temporary choice with them, a truce with Hamas, but they're going to have to suddenly drive them into exile. They're going to have to destroy the leadership of Hamas. They cannot allow Hamas to continue getting weapons and suddenly lobbing them into Israel. So Israel is going to do whatever it takes to get rid of Hamas. And suddenly then, of course, there's Turkey, and John was just saying that suddenly Turkey has suddenly been helping. It's suddenly, now what basically is Turkey doing?
Well, here's what's happened. The brief history recently, the old history of the Ottoman Empire, it was very tolerant Muslim ascendancy that controlled part of Europe, North Africa, all the Middle East, what is now Israel, up to the Iranian border, Saudi Arabia, and so on. Even the Jews that were driven out of Spain in the 14th century by the Catholic Church during the Inquisition settled in Istanbul and prospered. There's many different religious groups in Turkey. Okay, today, it's a little different. Mr. Erdogan's party, the AKP, they have a vision for a Sunni Islamic-based neo-Ottoman federation, and that federation would exist in the current state of Turkey. It would take over the Kurdish state. It would go from northern Georgia through Armenia and even, they're claiming, parts of Iran, all the way down to what we now see as the possible Sunni Arab state that ISIS runs. And they would squeeze what we call the Levant. That goes from Lebanon to Israel. It consists of actually Syria, Lebanon, and Israel. So you have Syrians, Assyrians, Lebanese, Druze, and Israelis. And the Turks want to squeeze them out, basically. So Turkey wants to be the regional power to compete with Iran, which is now the regional power. And in the meantime, Israel is threatened, and of course the United States is threatened and going to get involved in a big way. Now, probably what's going to happen, our bureaucracies that serve under Mr. Obama, even in the National Security Council, are going to be forced to go back into the Middle East. And I think what you're going to see is a much wider war with armies fighting, Turkish armies, Syrian armies, Iranian armies, and the Kurdish army. You see, the Kurds spill over into Turkey, Iran, and Iraq. They want Kurdistan back, which was an old empire even before certain parts of the Persian Empire, okay? They want that back. They feel the United States owes it to them. And if you see today, the Kurds are fighting ISIS more than the Maliki government. The Kurds have rescued the Christians, and Christians have been persecuted for the last 5 years all through the Middle East. You know, we talk about Israel and the Israelis being persecuted. Christians are persecuted by the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. They're very, very nervous. So are the secular Muslims in Turkey with Mr. Erdogan's goal. So what's going to happen, I think, that while Turkey is building up, ISIS is already built up, Iran is building up, Israel is continuing to build up, and Syria is declining, I think the United States is going to be forced to go back into the Middle East, not with just a few troops. We only have about 800 troops there now in special forces. I'm talking we're going to be forced to go back in with armies. It's already starting. The air attack against ISIS is going to continue. It's going to go on for months while the debate continues when Congress comes back. There's going to be tremendous pressure brought on Mr. Obama to send troops in. Many people have said, why didn't we send in the 82nd Airborne just for a few weeks? We could have taken ISIS out and stabilized the region. The problem is Mr. Obama and the national security team don't know what to do. Even former ambassador to Iraq, Christopher Hill, was on television today. He said the same thing. Our policymakers don't know what to do.
Well, John, let me ask you a question. Who is financing ISIS? Basically, they're well-trained, they're well-armed, they're well-financed.
The Turks are financing ISIS.
ISIS. What about Saudi Arabia?
No, the Saudi Arabians have financed. The Saudi Arabians finance and stop. They finance and stop. Now, what the Saudis have done, they've moved 50,000 troops on the border there. But remember, at first glance, this is a Sunni-Shia war. The Saudis are Sunni. The Gulf states are Sunni. Shia are the Iranians. And Shia is the Maliki government. So this is a war that looks like it's going on between the Sunni and the Shia. The Turks are Sunnis. But they think they're even bigger than the Sunnis and the Shia. They want to control everything. And now alliances are shifting. Abu Dhabi, the Gulf states, and Sunni have signed agreements along with Egypt with Israel. Okay? ISIS has come out of almost nowhere, although Mr. Obama knew this intelligence from CIA people we had on the ground for a year and a half. They're unbelievably strong. And what have they got? They've got all of our armor and equipment that Mr. Maliki let them take because he didn't defeat them early on. Now, one thing, even though Mr. McCain seems to flip-flop back and forth, and he's the Republican hawk on the thing, he was right about one thing. We were funding, CIA was on the ground in Syria fighting Assad, okay? Obama cut that out completely and delayed it, okay? If we would have done that, we could have defeated Assad and turned our attention to defeating what was the initial bacilli of ISIS. Okay, remember there was a lot of different divergent groups, and CIA said, well, we don't know who is who, but then they eventually found out, and we started supplying weapons to what we would call the Democratic group that was fighting Assad. And then they started fighting what now has developed into ISIS. We pulled out. We stopped giving them aid. We kind of just abrogated all of our responsibilities. So ISIS built up. And who let ISIS build up, okay? The Maliki government, he's a Shia. He's in bed with Iran. Iran wants to dominate that whole area from Lebanon, Shia, to Iraq, Shia, to Iran, Shia, to Hamas. So Israel decided we're going to take Hamas out because we didn't like the agreement Hamas made with the Palestinians, Fatah. Okay, the Saudis said we better jump in here with the Turks and fund this ISIS group because they're eventually going to fight Iran. We don't want to fight Iran. So the proxy wars are between the Shia Iranians and all the other Sunnis put together, even though some of the other Sunnis are fighting with each other. Saudi Arabia has lost all faith in the United States. They think we vacillate, we go into an area and pull out. And the other thing, while this is going on, we are spending, we're back spending hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars. These airstrikes, we're funding a lot of the humanitarian moves, and Erdogan doesn't like funding all the refugees that are spilling over from Syria. He hasn't talked to Obama. They could have worked out something. They don't like each other. Goes back to Erdogan's complaint that Mr. Obama did not agree to punish and prosecute Mr. Gulen, who lives in Philadelphia. So all of these different divergent groups, we're caught in the middle. The United States is literally caught in the middle. You're going to see tremendous pressure in the next 2 to 3 months on Mr. Obama to return massive forces into the Middle East. And this is probably how it'll start. It's already started. With increased airstrikes against ISIS to defeat them and a move to defeat them. Then what are we going to do about the Turks? The Turks do not want a Kurdish state. The Iranians do not want a Kurdish state. Maliki, who works now with Iran, even though he's on his way out, does not want a Kurdish state. So this is all going to come apart at the seams. It's already starting to come apart at the seams. And the money that Turkey has from Saudi Arabia, originally from years ago in the Gulf states, is in the trillions. Erdogan has turned Turkey around. It's the Switzerland of the Mideast, so to speak. And he thinks he can now have a new Ottoman Empire. Well, the Iranians aren't going to put up with that. If you've noticed, they've been pretty quiet, okay? They're hoping for this peace agreement on the nuclear issue with the United States, which I think is a tremendous disaster. I think we've given in to the Iranians on everything, and in probably what intelligence experts estimate, they'd still be able to make 6 nuclear weapons in about 30 days. Now, here's another problem where the shoe
is
going to drop.
Well, John, is it possible they already have nuclear weapons and they're not telling us?
Sure, it could be. But I'll tell you what the real catalyst will be. Once the United States makes this agreement with Iran in 3 months, Israel will attack them because Israel feels that Mr. Obama then would say, Israel, you cannot attack Iran because we've made an agreement with Iran. And part of my legacy when I leave the White House is that I want to tell everybody that we've settled the problem with Iran. Iran has sucked us in and played us, just like Mr. Putin has played us on the Crimea and with Mr. Snowden in Syria and everything else that he's doing in Eastern Europe through subversion, including Latin America. So the Israelis, I deal with them almost daily. I gave a speech last week at the Palm Beach Synagogue. It's a Lubavitcher synagogue. And they had many, many French Jews visiting for summer vacation who are moving out of France because of the rise of anti-Semitism all over Europe. And a lot of it is fostered by Iran. Iran has said many times they want to destroy Israel. Israel takes their word for it. And now they see Mr. Obama giving them lukewarm support. And if he makes peace with Iran, he may try to abrogate non-aggression treaties we, the United States, have with Israel. And the war will just increase. Iran then may go and attack Israel. So Israel feels under the gun. They do have an ally in Egypt. Egypt is trying to set up these truces. They've supported Israel in trying to wipe out Hamas. But the rest of the Sunnis and Shias, while distracted now, have no love for Israel. We know that. So there's a lot of these issues happening. It's the expansion of Erdogan and the Ottoman Empire. It's the future peace treaty or nuclear agreement, if you want to call it, the United States is making with Iran. And then you have to look at our economic situation. We're still in Afghanistan. We still, you know, the economy in America is starting to perk up a little bit. If we go back into the Middle East, which a lot of people want, especially, you know, people in the defense establishment, okay, we're going to be spending hundreds of billions of dollars. And we will defeat ISIS. We will probably overthrow Maliki and Assad in Syria. And that will, you know, the Saudis will be cheering. The Iranians may go to war with us, God forbid. And all it's going to mean is we're going to have more casualties and probably increase, we could increase our existing debt from, I think it's about $18 trillion now, up to about $22 trillion. Then we have another issue. We have the two issues where we're sandwiched in, the Middle East is sandwiched in with what Putin is doing in Europe, which is going to be a permanent adversarial relationship, although there's some cracks in what Putin is doing, and the other side with China. China basically has supported, you know, Iran. They get a lot of oil from Iran. And we are starting to rub the Chinese the wrong way. So we have three major foreign policy issues. We have the institutional adversarial relationship with Putin and Russia. That's not going to go away unless Mr. Putin goes away. We've got a potential conflict building with China, and we're kind of the cause of it, to tell you the truth. And then we have this unbelievable myriad of terrorist groups, not just Al-Qaeda, but we've got a number of them, Muslim Brotherhood, Islamic Jihad, Hamas, a bunch of new no-name terrorist groups, and a lot of these young Americans, British, Australian, that are Muslims, are going in to fight with ISIS. They may try to insinuate themselves and conduct terrorism back in the United States, which means we're going to have to build up more systems to protect, you know, the homeland.
Well, basically, so, you know, if you go up on the Internet and type in CIA funds ISI, you find a lot of references to the fact that CIA, at least at one time, I did provide funds for ISI. Is there any truth to that?
Well, here's the thing that people get confused about the CIA. The CIA, it must keep its intelligence sources within all organizations. The CIA, the U.S. government with approval, the CIA funds the Palestinian Security Service. The CIA, I know for a fact because I was there, has funded the Kurds, both in Turkey and in Iran and in Iraq. The CIA kept their hands in with Morsi to keep an eye on them and the Muslim Brotherhood there. So eventually the Egyptian army, with the help of the CIA and the Pentagon, could overthrow them. But yes, there were assets of the CIA in all of these organizations. That's their mission. I mean, you can't let that exaggerate, you know, like you had this crazy Maxine Waters from Los Angeles saying the CIA was involved in drug running. That's the conspiratorial people that put all that nonsense together. The mission of the CIA is to penetrate all of these organizations. So what they have, in some cases, they have sources in ISIS who give us information, and maybe sometimes they give them money. They don't give them major money to buy arms, but they have to establish their bona fides so they can continue to collect intelligence. Where we've dropped the ball.
Hold that thought for just a moment here. We'll be back with John Kirk talking about this tragic situation unfolding in the Middle East and Near East today.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. And Cindy John is just saying that because of the things of the way they're going, why we could begin to see a terrorism here in the United States. That's something from some of the terrorist groups and other groups that are very fed up with the way things are going. Now, what about the possibility of a direct confrontation with Russia over what's going on in Ukraine? Where are these sanctions going to lead, the sanctions we're putting on Russia?
Well, these were very good things that Mr. Obama did, and more what the European Union did. And NATO, with American help and Mr. Obama giving the money, we're standing up to the Russians. Let me make a point about Mr. Putin. This is the beginning of the end for Mr. Putin. Let me give you a reason. When Hitler came into power, he wiped out the Protestants and the Catholics before he started on the Gypsies and the Jews. Dachau, the concentration camp outside of Munich, I've been there several times, was set up for political prisoners. He killed 10,000 to 20,000 people right away from the Christian Democratic Party, the Catholic Party, the Social Democrats, even before he started killing communists, okay? He wiped out the opposition. When Stalin got in, he had the doctors fought. He wiped out the doctors. He wiped out the kulaks. He moved people from the Tartars and the Cossacks and the Chechens around, and he wiped out the army. I mean, even the Finns defeated the Russians in the first Finno-Russian War, 39 to 41, because Stalin was so paranoid, he killed thousands of generals and senior officers. Putin didn't wipe out the opposition. He thinks the KGB is so great, it's called the FSB now, that he didn't wipe them out. And there is a strong, growing Russian opposition to Mr. Putin. These guys like a little democracy. They like hedonism more. They like going to Vegas. They own about 25 nightclubs in Miami. They like flying here. They like buying houses in Baden-Baden and Monte Carlo. They like the freedom. They don't want to go back to either too much of a nationalism. There is a big nationalist movement that supports Mr. Putin, but they see that Mr. Putin is a bully. He didn't have to seize the Crimea. He didn't have to start trouble with the Ukraine. And worse, he didn't have to break off relations with the United States.
So you think you think the Putin is on his way out?
He's on his way out. I mean, the other thing he did 10 days ago was ban all food imports, meat, dairy products, condiments from Europe and America. So what, he's going to let his people starve? I mean, the Russians aren't going to put up with that anymore.
Well, okay, we're out of time, John. We're looking forward to our program next week with you in the afternoon, or I guess early evening for your time. Anyway, thank you so very much. It's been a great program, and look forward to our program next week.
Okay, all the best.
Thank
God
you
bless
too.
You. Bye.
Thank you too. Bye-bye. Okay, this is Dr. Stan. And Sydney, our guest this evening, John Quirk. Fascinating information, which we certainly hope that you'll evaluate, and it would be very interesting to see how things play out at this time. But anyway, if you are in a position to help Radio Liberty, we'd love to hear from you. Remember, we're primarily listener-supported. So if you can afford to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and you do that by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, and you'll get Sydney our monthly newsletter and our tapes. You don't have to take them. Of course, they cost us money to send them out, but if you want them, of course, you'll get that with your membership in the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You can certainly donate. Sydney, you can certainly get the health products that we carry. We carry a line of soap products. We carry many books and certainly four CD sets, and I encourage you to get them. Certainly, we have certainly a new one on electricity, the dangers certainly of the smart meters and the other various things. Basically, they're poisoning us. They know exactly what they're doing. They're destroying the health of the American people, because behind everything going on are powerful spiritual forces. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, our number is 1-800-544-8927. We simply ask you to pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America.
This is Dr. Stan. back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Barry Shamish. And Barry certainly is an Israeli citizen. He certainly came from Canada initially, went off to Israel and was there for 30 years exposing the corruption at the highest level of their government. Because you must understand, the people who run Israel have very little to do with the people. There's a small power elite that controls Israel, that ties into the power elite that controls the United States. And basically, because Barry was exposing the corruption, why there were threats on his life, he had to come to the United States. And of course, Israel's loss is our gain. We'd like to have Barry on a regular basis to keep us abreast of what's going on over there. And of course, now with the conflict, certainly between Hamas and Israel, and of course, there's a temporary truce. How long this will hold, we'll have to wait and see. And there certainly is, there would be no way that Israel could ever trust Hamas not to accumulate more missiles and aim them certainly at Israel. And I think people have to understand that had Hezbollah become involved with their 125,000 missiles, much more sophisticated than those from Hamas, why Israel may very well have fallen. But for basically the people who control Hamas, obviously, the people who control Hezbollah, I didn't want to intervene. Basically, they wanted to see Hamas destroyed, and hopefully Israel is going to destroy Hamas down the line. Barry Shamish, you pick up the story and tell us what is really going on over there, the news behind the news, the story behind the story.
Yeah, I decided I'm going to give you the story behind the story. Look, what's going on right now, the anti-Semitism is now just going, it's out of control. And even in Miami, I mean, you had a rabbi shot walking to shul last Saturday. Bookstores burned, the police not taking it seriously. Don't think it's just in France. You've got major stuff spreading worldwide. Now, what's Israel doing about it? Avigdor Lieberman, he's the foreign minister, has asked Germany to be in charge of the, Rafah. In short, a border station, all right? He's asked Germany to be in charge of the Gaza Strip, the primary border station. By the way, Germany was part of an EU force about 5 years ago when Hamas overthrew the Palestinian Authority and got tens of millions of dollars smuggled in and all kinds of weapons. Nothing but nothing makes any sense. And the irony of asking Germany, I don't care if they're the most stable power in the world right now, it's not a good irony. Oh, I hear the music already.
Go right ahead. We will be talking to the music. Go ahead.
Well, we're going to do the Mofaz family and this terribly suspicious, let's call it a coincidence for now, Yaron Mofaz is Shaul Mofaz. He's the he was the defense minister who disengaged the Jews. He threw the Jews out of their homes in Gaza and started this whole mess going. And we're going to dive into that whole family. And it's what can you say? It involved a phony...
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stanberry. He's talking about a fellow named Mafalsa. And suddenly, in 2005, when the Jews were forced, about 9,000 to 10,000 Jews who were living in Gaza were forced to give up their homes, their businesses, their greenhouses. And they were told suddenly they were going to give up land for peace. And basically, then they were forced to come back into Israel. And of course, since they've been there, they've been impoverished. Basically, they had loans they'd taken out to buy their homes in Gaza, and they're having to pay off the loans, even though the homes have been bulldozed and are not there. It's a tragic situation. And now this Mafalsa, what is he doing today? What position does he hold?
Well, he's the leader of the opposition.
He's the leader of the opposition to the Israeli government. But, ladies and gentlemen, pulling out of Gaza was the worst thing that they possibly could have done. Now there are 9,000 to 10,000 derelicts, people suddenly living in Israel who were before were living prosperous lives, and they've been impoverished. And basically, they were forced to leave suddenly under military threat. And now, of course, they're simply derelicts in their own country. But go right ahead.
Well, let's look stage two, his son, Yaron. Now, where was he on July 17th? Why, he was in Amsterdam taking a picture of the Malaysian Airlines 17 just before it took off to be blown out of the sky over the Ukraine. Now, why, oh, why would you take a picture of this utterly uneventful aircraft and send it to be sent worldwide over Reuters that day? That's what happened. Now, look, I could say fine. It was a fluke. All right. If you just happened to be in the right place at the right time to take a picture before a plane was blown out of the sky, and we can get into the possibility that was just, well, the son of the defense minister who threw the Jews out of Gaza just happened to be in Amsterdam before the Malaysian airline took off to be blown up a few hours later. All right, now you can say it was a lucky, so-called lucky photo of a dreadful but historic moment, if you want to believe that. I tend to believe that there was a money deal between Israel and pro-Russian rebels with anti-aircraft missiles to divert attention over the war of
But why would Israel be involved in this in any way?
Divert attention from their war over the Gaza. And it worked. If that's what they were doing, it took them right off the map. Now they're back on the map. Who knows if their timing was a bit off, but it worked. The war over Gaza was replaced entirely for 2 weeks by the shooting of the Air Malaysian jet. There's your motive. If you were looking for a motive there, I gave you one.
All right, go ahead.
Now let's look at the background of Shaul Mofaz. Now he became the defense minister under Sharon, but only after he was indoctrinated for several months in Washington. He learned the New World Order ropes at Martin Index, a very notorious think tank, the Washington Center for Near East Studies. Then he got hooked up with one Jeff O'Connell of the CIA Tel Aviv station, and he returned to Israel. And what do you know? He, just before Sharon announced the so-called disengagement, he removed three Gaza outposts. And then a few days later, Sharon declared his unilateral withdrawal plan. It was all rigged. You don't have to be a genius to figure that this wasn't all just a coincidence. It was planned. The CIA sent their boy with Mofaz to Tel Aviv to get the so-called disengagement going. Mofaz orders, let's just call it a tasting exercise. Let's uplift three settlements, see the reaction, and if it's not too bad, let's do the whole plan. And that's what Mofaz did. Now, meanwhile, if the story wasn't, could it get any worse, father, son, all right? Well, you got uncle, and this is far worse in the number of dead, all right? And look, Shlomo Mofaz, that's Shaul's brother. Now, while Shaul was the head of the IDF before he became Secretary of Defense, he was actually, for a period, Chief of Staff of the Israel Defense Forces. His brother, Shlomo, was the Chief Intelligence Officer under Shaul. Now, he had one heck of an assignment. And I wrote about this at length. I won't give you the full length tonight. I may one of these days, if other events aren't taking precedence, I may dive into the phony massacre of supposedly by Baruch Goldstein a year before Rabin's assassination. Terrible acts were done against the religious of Israel to get them out of there. There's been a war against Israel's religious from Israel's, and it doesn't matter right wing or not. You're talking about the government has declared let's call it a secret war for now. It's not so secret to me, and it shouldn't be so secret to the Jews. They've got enough evidence. Let's talk about the Hebron massacre. That was in 1994, supposedly one religious fanatical nut, a doctor no less, Dr. Baruch Goldstein, came into the primary mosque of Hebron, shot up the place and killed dozens of Arabs. Boy, was it a lousy, lousy, phony, baloney massacre. But let me quote a little of what I wrote that's relevant for today. We begin with, well, I'll start with a quote, then I'll dive into why it matters. This is from my book. I believe this goes all the way back to traitors and carpetbaggers in the promised land. I wrote this, well, it was before my Rabin book. And I did an extensive investigation of the Goldstein so-called massacre. And we start with this quote from my book. Do you know that Goldstein met a high-ranking intelligence officer named Shlomo Mofaz, brother of our chief of staff, on the day before the massacre? And then the quote goes on, I know Shlomo, what about it, and so forth. Now let me do a direct quote, what about it? A former Hebron resident, a lively lady, added information on the Shabak frame-up of Baruch Goldstein, the innocent patsy for the Hebron massacre of 1994. Boy, I didn't realize when I was youthful what a good investigator I was. Yes, here's what she said to me. You know that Baruch didn't go straight into Yitzhak Hall and shoot it up. First, he stopped in Avraham Hall and told the Jewish worshippers there that he had met with a high-ranking IDF officer, Shlomo Mofaz, the day before, and he told them to prepare for an Arab massacre of Hebron's Jews. After that, he left the hall and supposedly went on a shooting rampage. The whole thing didn't make sense then, and today it looks even more like Baruch was manipulated by Mofaz. If the IDF knew about an impending massacre, then it would have sent troops in to stop it, not warn Baruch that it was coming. More and more, it looks like Mofaz was the mastermind of the massacre and Baruch the stooge. Oh, gosh. I did this in 1994. I was researching. They were so obvious. They were just so obvious. Now, what's going on right now is the Mofaz clan is still in the front lines of this chicanery. They were always in the front lines of bloodshed. Oh, Shlomo organized the Hebron massacre of 94. As chief of intelligence, under his brother Shaul Mofaz, he deported the Jews, not just from Gaza, also from northern Samaria in 05. And lo and behold, Yaron was there to witness the takeoff of the bloody end to an Air Malaysia flight, diverting attention from the war directly caused by his father's removal of Jews from Gaza. And this is why, frankly, I'm getting very, very, very depressed. Most vehemently supported by the right-wing settler Israelis, vilified by a massacre arranged by Shlomo. The circle is complete.
Well, there are all sorts of things going on behind the scenes that we just do not understand. But remember, our reality is being constantly manipulated by the people who work behind the scenes. And whether it's in Israel or whether it's the United States, they all interlock into what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. An awful lot of people who die, Sydney, several thousand people have died in the recent confrontation in Sydney in Gaza. And nothing will ever be done about it, because the average individual isn't concerned. He just wants to be left alone and live his life. But unfortunately, you're not going to be allowed to do that, I fear. You're not going to be allowed.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course I asked Barry Shemesh the same question I asked last hour. Who financed, who trained, and who created ISIS? And basically, of course, Barry is going into the fact that American intelligence, the CIA, suddenly was instrumental in financing and training and suddenly in deploying ISIS. And ISIS, for all intents and purposes, really more or less controls at least the southern part of Iraq. Certainly, the northern part is suddenly controlled by the Kurds, and the Kurds are doing everything they can to maintain their integrity. They want an independent nation, and hopefully they're going to be able to get one. But anyway, because they were an independent nation until the British came in and divided them up into three parts. Why did they do that? So they could get them fighting one another. And suddenly, I believe, as the Russians control certainly part of it, the Iranians control part of it, and certainly the rest of it's controlled by Iraq. But anyway, go right ahead, Barry. Sydney, you were talking about how the American intelligence agencies were instrumental in creating ISIS. Go ahead.
I will do so, but I'm going to remind you the CIA was responsible for Mofaz pulling the Jews out of Gaza. I can go through that and give you the names of who Mofaz was working with. I did that, 15 minutes ago. Yeah, they're mucking things up in a major way, and it's working. The CIA had Sharon totally blackmailed, and the story of Sharon's demise, it was an assassination, and I've done that as well. Nothing, but nothing, isn't criminal. That's the whole problem. Everything that is ruling Israel is criminal. The problem is the Israeli people who most support this current war against Hamas are the ones who are set up and trained to be exoriated. These were the ones who took the blame. They were the fanatical religious, the fanatical settlers, and they were set up. All right, I'm going to use Aaron now for a little backup here, okay? Quote.
Now, this is Aaron Klein, who writes for WorldNet Daily, who I happen to know personally and is a reliable individual, and Barry certainly relies upon him. Aaron Klein, go ahead.
Yes. That's two in favor of Aaron. Here's his quote. Members of the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, or ISIS, were trained in 2012 by U.S. instructors working at a secret base in northern Jordan. And this is according to his Jordanian sources. The official said dozens of ISIS members were trained at the time as part of covert aid to the insurgents targeting the regime of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad in Syria. Again, what's your business to begin with? All right, just starting that, why do you want Bashar brought down? Well, up till now, 170,000 Syrians have died. So again, it's innocence taking the brunt of this horrible war. But let's go on to Aaron. The official said the training was not meant to be used for any future campaign in Iraq, like they know. Look, the Jordanian officials Aaron interviewed said all ISIS members received initially U.S. training. And they went to Turkey let's put it this way. A base was opened in Turkey to make many, many, many more than the first, I think it's 1,200, he says, that were trained by Americans. They are now recruiting in the many tens of thousands, and they're using Turkey for training. But nonetheless, I'll wait.
No, you go right ahead. We got a minute. Go ahead.
All right. In February 2012, the U.S., Turkey, and Jordan ran a training base for Syrian rebels in the Jordanian town of Safawi. That's in the northern desert region. And after this commercial ends, I can back up his reporting with Der Spiegel and with The Guardian, all saying the same thing. ISIS was trained initially by the United States.
And that's
your enemy that you're bombing right now to save some Kurds on a mountain. You trained.
And I think it's so difficult for the average American to understand. But we're finding it's in both sides.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Mary is saying that the primary source of funds for ISIS today, Sydney, is Saudi Arabia and Qatar. But, of course, they were originally created and financed and trained by the CIA. And this ISIS is a threat to invade Jordan, to kill the king there, and to take control. And they're really doing very, very well. They're certainly having a tremendous impact on Iraq, on Syria. But anyway, before we go on, Barry, I want to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, how they can get to your website, how they can get to your PayPal button. Go right ahead.
Yeah, that's always useful. I wrote a whole bunch of books, but the one I'm stressing over today's, what do you call it? It's a war. The whole Middle East is in flames. That's Bye-Bye Gaza. And that's Mofaz, who was the defense minister working with the CIA, and a very, very blackmailed Sharon, who was killed shortly after he threw the Jews out of Gaza. Well, all I can say is bye-bye Gaza, get the black and white. Color is expensive. The photographer was Gemma Bleck, who was then photographer for the Women in Green, and we used to see each other week after week in Gaza, until finally she provided the photos for this real it's a documentary of the end of the Jews going to war against Jews and throwing 10,000 of them into the streets and destroying their homes.
No, basically, Barry's talking about forcing the Jews to leave Gaza. It's about 10,000 Jews were there. They had a prosperous community. They certainly had greenhouses. And basically, of course, it was a very integral community. And they were forced to leave by this Mafaza. And, of course, they lost their homes. They lost their greenhouses. They lost their income. And these people, many of them are living in total poverty in Israel today. And in fact, to add insult to injury, suddenly, many of them had taken out loans on their homes while their homes were bulldozed by the Israeli government, and they're still having to pay off those homes. Go right ahead.
Well, Israel is being rocketed from what used to be their homes and greenhouses. Oh, gosh, the book predicted it. It documented it. That's at lulu.com. www.lulu.com. When you get in, you'll see a search box right in my last name, Chamish.
And what's the title of the book?
Well, this one is Bye Bye Gaza.
Bye Bye Gaza. Okay, go ahead.
Boy, I could plug the next one after Gaza was bye-byed. It's called The Stinger, Not the Stung. But this one, I was there on the spot week after week. Right in my last name, Chamish, Chamish. You'll find all the books, but you'll find this one very, very relevant. My website, thanks to David Cameron, it's up to date, and I'm going to get him and your producer tonight, Ari, together. I think they could be very, very helpful to each other. But it's BarryChamish.com. www.barrychamish.com. And just so you know, I'm doing all this. Really, it's a lot of work. I don't even know why. I used to care. I'm stopping caring. I think it's hopeless anyways. I'm getting to that point. I'm driven down. But a lot of work went into these books because I did care at one time. And if you want to keep me going, there's a PayPal button on my website, and there's my address. You can write me. Every tiny little bit keeps this work going. So that's it, BarryChamish.com, and the books are at Lulu.com. And now let's go back and see what WorldNet Dave is saying. In short, now get this, the Nouri al-Maliki government, well, Obama just said throw them out. He announced, throw them out. All right. So they've got quite an enemy in the States. But at the same time, this enemy in the States is bombing ISIS. Well, there have been up till now 19 attacks, air attacks. It's not all that serious. But let's just say they want Maliki out, and they're bombing his enemy, ISIS. You try and make sense of whose side they're on. Oh, all right. Here is what Aaron Klein wrote about the ISIS. Well, I'm just going to quote him. It's easier. The source told WND, WorldNet Daily, that one of the training camps of the group, Iraq of the Islamic State, and whatever, it's ISIS in short, is in the vicinity of the Incirlik Air Base near Adana, Turkey, where American personnel and equipment are located. He called Obama an accomplice in the attacks that are threatening the Maliki government. Isn't that wonderful? The source said that after training in Turkey, thousands of ISIS fighters went to Iraq by way of Syria to join the effort to establish the Islamic Caliphate subject to strict Islamic law or Sharia. Now, I'm using this quote, and I'm going to go into my own, I don't know if it's relevant, but I'm going to do it because I see a certain risk or a certain irony. ISIS, 3 days ago, they captured the Mosul Dam. That's the biggest dam in the Middle East. They've got it. They can do with it what they want. Now they can let it, you know, just stand the way it used to, or they can release a ton of water from it, or they can destroy the whole thing. Imagine that all that water were just suddenly released. They could do that. End of water, end of use for it, end of electricity, the works. They can do that as well. They're holding it hostage right now. Now, I'm not sure there's ransom involved, but they've got it for hostage. Now, at the same time, something odd has happened in Israel, and I don't know. I think they're insane. But they want to supply water through desalination to the Palestinians. And they already are on their way to building 4 new desalination plants. And this has got the tremendous advocacy of Gideon Bromberg. He's the Israeli director of Friends of Earth, whatever. What it comes down to is Israel wants to offer their skill in giving water to the region. Now, what Bromberg says is it's not an end-all situation. These plants require immense amounts of energy. Right now, some 10% of Israel's total electricity production. And the big issue, one that isn't talked about a lot, but he realizes it had better be, is what happens to the Mediterranean when you take all the salt that, well, you dump it back into the water minus the water. Here's the quote. The exact impact of the desalination plant on the wider Mediterranean is not clear, Bromberg added. He added that other countries like Cyprus, Lebanon, Libya, Egypt, Lebanon, whatever, if they all start using desalination plants, here's the quote. He says, right now, returning brine to the sea is minor, but it's too early to say what the impact of multiple plants would be needed, saying much more research is required. But here's the big one, and here's that hostage thing, and why I just see a direct parallel to ISIS taking the Mosul Dam. Relying so heavily on desalination creates a potential risk. Missiles could potentially knock out large portions of Israel's water supply. All right, and then he goes on and saying how susceptible they would be to missile strikes. And during the 2006 war, Hezbollah militants aimed rockets at an Israeli power plant. Here's the final quote from an Israeli source. Anything in Israel is vulnerable. I hope that people will be smart enough not to harm vital infrastructure. Yeah, sure. That's the mentality going on right now in the Middle East. I want to warn you about water. The Mosul Dam is in the hands of ISIS. Just keep that in mind. The Mosul Dam is in the hands of ISIS. And as I said, Hamas rockets are being aimed at all kinds of electric plants. Water's next. Now, what I'm going to add the report from Colonel Yossi Langotsky. Now, I've done this with you before, but it's not too important to understand something. Israel has had, it's called sonar echolocator or echolocation equipment. What he said was for 10 years. Well, I'm going to give you his quote. He said, we had the technology. We could have stopped the tunnels. He said there was no reason. He said, now here's his quote. For 9 years, I raised hell and said terrorists are digging tunnels into Israeli territory, and the state security system is not organized with enough seriousness required to deal with the intensity of the threat, he recounted. This operation or this war is the result. Now, finally, he's getting his way in the tunnels at great human cost to Israelis, not to mention Arabs, but my young men. Let's just say it could have been free, and now it's bloody. But it's not the end. Israel got about 30 of these tunnels. He predicts Israel will soon have to destroy terror tunnels again. What he is saying is that the next tunnels will be in the north of the country, along the Lebanese border. Now, here's, again, his quote. He now refers to a controversial IDF decision earlier this year. The army removed the guards posted near several Gaza Bank communities. In other words, the Arabs coming out of the tunnels face no resistance. He says, and here is his reasoning. It indicates that they have not internalized the real danger. Oh, yes, they have, Yossi. That was their policy, and they did internalize it. This war was a war that should never, ever have started. And by the way, there's still the issue of the three Jewish boys who were killed, which angered the Israeli public enough to go into this war. That's a very peculiar, well, as I said, and I have, as I have said on this show, one of the boys managed one way or another to phone the police after he was kidnapped. The police had the GPS. They decided not to take it seriously. I think it was a prank. That's what they said. Everything about this war stinks. Nothing makes sense. Everything stinks. You heard me, Dr. Stan?
Yes, I certainly agree with you. And I think that basically this whole thing in one way or another is contrived. And basically, I think that they wanted an excuse to actually go after Gaza. They have to. And basically, they've got to get rid of the Hamas leadership. Although they have a temporary truce now, they've got to go in there. They've got to just destroy Hamas. They've got to destroy the tunnels. And they need to have an Israeli presence there guarding Gaza and making sure it will not be used as a base for subversion. Go right ahead.
I'm not sure about the last part. I don't see Israel being much use to anybody, and I think it's been whittled away to nothing. But leave that.
That's what they should do. Now, whether they're going to do it or not is another thing.
Oh, gosh. I'm just going to say what Langowski says, and forget opinions. Langowski added that terror tunnels are a threat still in the Galilee. And, well, he says we're going to have to silence them again. And here's his quote. He said the IDF never, never addressed the issue. Quote, I had torched the system, and they preferred to keep me quiet. And then he presents a scenario more like the terror tunnels between North Korea and South Korea. And there's a reason for that. First of all, they exist, and they're about 4 miles long from the North into South Korea, but that's not the real issue here. The real issue is, quote, the close relationship between Hezbollah and North Korea is already well known, but North Korea has reportedly played an important role in Hamas digging its own tunnels from Gaza, as well as providing them with rockets. Now, I keep hearing people theorizing where are the rockets coming from, and they'll say Iran. Not according to this report, the tunnels, I won't go through, but the tunnels are smaller than, they're about Korean size, okay? They're not especially the right size for Arabs. And in short, what he's saying is the bad guys here and the rocket providers and the tunnel diggers are the North Koreans. And frankly, I think that has to be taken seriously, and it's not, for whatever reason. But here is his final quote before we go on to the insanity that is the reality of Israel and Gaza and the Middle East today. He said, the facts were known, he said, regarding the terror tunnels. The system went to sleep for a few years and did not do what needed to be done.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, Larry, we'll give you parting thoughts one more time. Basically, of course, you think that this whole thing is being handled poorly. They knew it was coming down the line, and they did not make the preparations for it. What's your parting thought before we let you go?
You know what? It's way more complicated than that. Go to lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com. Spell in my name, Chamish, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. Get my books, but Bye Bye Gaza, and go to www.barrychamish.com to see my latest article, and that'll give you a hint. And by the way, I'm so overwhelmed with this stuff, and it's just horrifying to me that this is taking place before my eyes, but it is.
God bless you, Barry. We'll look forward to talking to you real soon. Thanks.
Tomorrow morning?
Yep.
Okay. See you then.
Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we are really dependent upon the people who listen to our programs for their support so we can maintain our network of stations 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, where at least somewhere on the Internet you're going to get the truth. And what is the truth? We're financing both sides. We're financing ISIS, and we're financing the Shia government, and which is now being deposed. Why would we be doing that? Well, if you're going to have a war, you got to have an enemy. That's the same pattern we used all during Vietnam. When we financed the Russians, who financed the North Vietnamese, who financed the Viet Cong, who killed our boys, and we were never allowed to win the war. We could have won it in 6 weeks. We were not allowed to win it. All we did was fight and kill American boys, 58,000 of them. And basically, it's this recurrent story. And until you understand that this is what's really going on in the world today, but you say it doesn't make sense. Well, it makes sense when you understand that there is organized evil in the world. The First World War killed 21 million people, and then another 20 million people died as a result of the flu epidemic. And basically, there's very serious questions about how that was handled. If they were trying to promote it or not, I can't tell you, but everything would tend to point to that. So that's about 41 million people who died, Sydney, in the First World War, between the war and the flu epidemic. Second World War, 60 to 70 million died. I think the coming war is going to kill hundreds of millions of people, if not billions of people, because I believe it's the war that's prophesied in in Revelation 6-8. But you need to read Revelation 6-8. You need to understand we are truly living in prophetic times. Now, what can you do? Well, of course, you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us get our message out. And hopefully our message will direct people into a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, which is the only thing that's going to protect anyone in the very, very difficult times that lie ahead. And you can join the Radio Liberty family by simply calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And of course, if you go there, you can watch our DVDs. You can listen to our radio programs live 4 hours a day, archived 24 hours a day. You can read our newsletters. You can read my treatise on population control agenda. The Population Control Agenda monograph, you can get it off the Internet. I simply type in my name, but you can also get it from my website, The Population Control Agenda. And then, of course, you can suddenly get the treatise on the Georgia Guidestones. And we were one of the first to write on the Georgia Guidestones that calls for the suddenly maintaining the humanity at 500 million, at less than 500 million, in constant balance with nature. Less than 500 million, that means they're going to kill off over 90% of the world's population. People said nothing could be that bad. And I would say, why not? When a nation turns against God, and in fact, Europe has turned against God, America has turned against God, nations throughout the world are turning against God, God is going to bring his judgment on those people. And if you read this in the prophetic literature from the scriptures, and you specifically read the Revelation, you find out that terrible times lie ahead. Please pray for Radio Liberty.